السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaitan, who has been expelled from God's kingdom of special grace and mercy. Shaitan was arrogant. He did not accept the truth. Shaitan was defiant. He knew what was wrong, yet he did it. He was disqualified. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn humbly to God and we ask for His guidance and for His help, because we believe He is Allah, the absolute perfect being, the source of all goodness and perfection. And because He is Rahman, His mercy and love is universal. Everything comes to life because of His love. Everything remains alive because of His love. Everything grows to its perfection because of His love. And we turn to Him because we believe He is Rahim. There is no limit to His mercy. The question is, to what extent can we increase our capacity to be able to receive more from Him? We praise our Lord. I would like to quote the praise that is mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Saba, chapter 34, Allah praises Himself. Alhamdulillah. Praise belongs to Him and Him alone. All kinds of praise from all sorts of good doers, for all sorts of acts of goodness, towards anyone who deserves to be praised. Primarily God alone deserves that praise. Alhamdulillah. Why? The ayah says, الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything that is in the heavens and everything that is on the earth belongs to Him and Him alone. None can claim to independently and absolutely control anything, either externally or internally, whether in his thinking or in his feeling or in his behavior, until and unless God grants that freedom. Whatever I achieve in goodness, it is because I recognized it with the God-given brain, because I loved it with the God-given heart, because I made the decision by the God-given freedom, because I recognized it with the God-given guidance, and because I achieved it with the God-given power. Praise belongs to Him and Him alone. And if I do evil, praise belongs to Him, condemnation to me, because I used His pure guidance, His pure power. When it reached my soul, I corrupted it and expressed it as evil. Praise belongs to Him to give me that power. Condemnation belongs to me for abusing that power and freedom and decision. الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And praise belongs to Him even in the hereafter, where His love, His grace, His beauty, His perfection will show itself in a much bigger form, in a much more intense form, in a much more permanent form. Praise belongs to Him alone. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. The ayah ends by saying that He's all-wise and He's all-knowing. Not only does He deserve to be praised because He's all-powerful, but He uses His power judiciously and wisely. He does not use excessive force inappropriately because He's all-wise. Not only is He all-powerful, therefore praiseworthy. Not only is He all-wise, therefore praiseworthy. What He does, and does it judiciously and wisely, He doesn't do it out of ignorance or partial knowledge. It's not enough to be able to do something. It's not enough to be able to be wise to select the right action. It's important to know what is right and the appropriate level. And therefore Allah is khabir, praiseworthy. The next ayah then expands on how God is all-knowing. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. He knows what enters the earth and what exits. He knows what descends from the heavens and what ascends. Whatever enters the earth, be it plants, be it seeds, be it leaves, whatever, he's aware. Whatever enters the earth, even if they're humans, whoever is buried, he knows. Whatever comes out, whether it's shoots or trees or stems, whatever plants, whatever comes out, even on the day of judgment, he is aware of everything. Whatever comes down from the heavens, be it water, physical, Allah knows how much water, how many drops to send from where, through where, to where. And He knows what also ascends, be it water droplets during evaporation or, more important, in the spiritual realm, He knows what descends from the heavens as far as the angels are concerned for the guidance and the goodness of mankind. And He knows what goes up in the form of the actions of human beings. If we are aware of such a Lord who is all-knowing, therefore we need to be careful about His presence. And hence taqwa. أُوصِيكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَالنَّفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. Community of believers, I remind you and I remind myself. I advise you and I advise myself. I command you and I command myself by the authority of God, who has stated it in the Quran, by the authority of the Prophet, who has practiced it in his Sunnah, by the authority of the Imams, who have explained to us and mandated and made it compulsory on us to come and attend the Friday prayers, to stop praying two rak'ah of Dhuhr, to instead engage in the ibadah of sitting down in this holy place at this holy time with the totality of our minds and with the totality of our hearts. We listen to, in obedience to God, the command of taqwa. Be God mindful, be God conscious. Why? Because He's the master. He's the master who owns everything. Why? Because He's all-knowing. He knows us more than we know ourselves. Why taqwa? Because He loves us more than we can ever love ourselves. There is no reason, therefore, for us to disobey. Disobedience means, I think I know more than Him. Disobedience means, I think I love myself more than He does myself. Disobedience means, I don't care. I don't think so, He can catch me. And even if He can catch me, I think I can tolerate the punishment that He's going to give me. We need to remind ourselves of the reality of who God is and how He relates to us to practice taqwa. I would like to remind ourselves about the admonition given to us on taqwa by the first holy Imam. In Nahjul Balagha, in one of his sermons, he says that observe taqwa allati hiya zad wa biha al ma'az. Taqwa is so important that we need to realize it is the only provision, one. And two, taqwa is so important that we need to recognize that it is the safest protection we have. Zadun mubligh, a provision that is guaranteed to make us reach our destination. And ma'azun munjih, and a protection which is secure and effective. Taqwa means we need to be aware that if taqwa is a provision, and provision is for a traveler, we are travelers. We need to remember we came from somewhere. We need to recall that we are going somewhere. We need to remember that on this journey, we need provisions. In Surah Inshiqaq, chapter 84, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, not only believers, not only people of the book, everyone, all man, human beings are being addressed. إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Every one of you, inescapably, inevitably, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, you are a traveler. And you are moving towards your destination. Whether you like it or not, you will reach it. And you shall meet your Lord. Death is unavoidable. Question is, when we meet our Lord, how do we meet Him? Do we meet a merciful Lord, or do we meet a majestic, punishing Lord? How we meet Him depends on how we travel to Him. How we travel to Him depends on what provisions we took with us. The Quran and the Ahlul Bayt have explained to us that the best provision is taqwa. Surah Baqarah. وَتَزَوَّدُوا. You need to take provisions. Don't be negligent. Don't be proud. Don't be reckless. You need provisions because you're a traveler. Whether you like it or not, you will reach a destination. وَتَزَوَّدُوا. Imam Ali alayhi salam, every night after Isha, would remind the believers, تَزَوَّدُوا. Take provisions. You don't know tomorrow if you're going to wake up or not. We need provisions. وَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best of the provisions is taqwa. If I am God mindful, it will ensure that I behave in ways that accord to His pleasure. His pleasure is according to the best interests of myself, the best interests of the community, the best interests of the nation, the best interests of mankind. If I follow His pleasure. Taqwa means I discipline myself. And it's not difficult. All you have to do is exercise the control with the freedom that God has given. Let's pray to Allah to be able to realize the significance and importance of taqwa and to be able to practice it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal Asr. Allah swears. There is nothing more important for God than Himself. Yet, sometimes He swears by things other than Himself, because those other things are also important. I swear by the time. There was one particular time in history that is so important that God swears by it. Most probably it was the time of the Prophet when he brought the final guidance for mankind till the end of time. I swear by that time. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Surely man has to realize he's in a state of loss. Continuously we're losing ourselves unless we stop. Unless we guard ourselves. How? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Seconds are moving away. Moments are moving away. Minutes and hours and days and months are going. Until and unless we save ourselves, we will be lost. And the way to do that is to seek the truth, to understand it, to accept it, to submit to it. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then to discipline ourselves to behave according to it. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. It's not enough to know the truth and to practice it. It's important to preach it, to encourage it, to support others also. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. We shall face challenges, personal trials and tribulations. We need to support and encourage each other in sabr. صدق الله العلي العظيم.